The next patient is Mr. Virgilio Caban. The last name is C-A, B like in boy, A-N like in November. Virgilio, V-I-R-G-I-L-I-O. This is the clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male that is a patient of Dr. Dominguez, D-O-M-I-N-G-U-E-Z. Who is referred to this office because of the presence of a proteinuria, hypertension, hypercalcemia, period. In terms of hypercalcemia, the requested laboratory workup has not been done. So today we are going to ask for the ionized calcium, kappa lambda ratio, serum protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation, ionized calcium, PTH, phosphorus and magnesium. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. Anytime that he has been in the hospital, in the office, the diastolic blood pressure has been 98. The patient says that at home the blood pressure is within normal limits. Again, I am going to kindly request the blood pressure log on daily basis for the next appointment in order for me to do a meaningful contribution to his care. Follow number. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease that is stable. The patient has a history of nephrolithiasis that could be part of the hypercalcemia. However, he hasn't had any new episodes recently. Following number, coronary artery disease, very stable. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient did not take the atorvastatin that was ordered by the primary care physician. Upon her request, he started to take the medication 8 days ago. So this hypercholesterolemia of 245 that is in the laboratory workup might be corrected when we check it again. I'm going to reevaluate the case in 4 weeks. I explained to the patient the seriousness of his condition. If this workup is negative, the most likely situation is that we have to do comprehensive CT scans looking for malignancy. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.